Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone from around the world. This is Reverend Karen Heasley from the Spiritual Path Spiritual Church, and we are so happy, as I say every week, that you have taken time out of your life to come and listen to our divine service today. We hope that this divine service will inspire you in some way to go forth with your week. So, as I said, relax, sit back, and listen to the service today. Now I'd like to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon, where she will do the principles of the church.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. The seven principles of spiritualism. First, the fatherhood of God. Second, the brotherhood of man. Third, the communion of spirits and the ministry of angels. Fourth, the continuous existence of the human soul. Fifth, personal responsibility. Sixth, compensation and retribution hereafter for all the good and evil deeds done on earth. And seventh, eternal progress open to every human soul.
Thank you. And now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Marilyn Fair, while she will do the healing part.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to start with the healing prayer. Divine Spirit, please send the light of protection to all that need healing here and around the world. We ask that you stay near to us, keeping us safe. We ask that your light shine down upon us, giving us the strength and faith to overcome the obstacles that were placed on our path. Divine Spirit, we ask that you send healing to those who are in need of help today. We ask that your healing light surrounds us and makes us whole again. Let your light, life, and power restore us to perfect health. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to think of a loved one, a friend, relative, or even your pet that might need healing today. And of course, you can also send healing out to the world. At this time, you may send healing to everyone risking their own lives to save others. And you may need healing today yourself. As you are sending healing, or asking for healing for yourself, know that your healing thoughts matter. Know that you matter. You may now think of them and yourself as safe, protected, and healed. Know that the universe, the divine, surrounds them, protects them, and keeps them safe, as well as yourself. Know that you are loved. Know that your loved ones, your friends and relatives, pets, and the world are surrounded by God's love. During times like this, all of us are trying to make the best of it. How we think does affect the way we feel. And the way we feel affects the way we think. The mind can have a positive effect on the way we feel. All of us want to feel good, but our outlook is important. Being positive when things aren't going our way makes life seem better. Our thoughts and the way we feel helps us get through these trying times. Feeling good doesn't just mean physically, it means mentally, and of course spiritually. All of us are anxious to get out of the house and get back to our normal life. We can take a walk or get out in nature. Nature is healing. And being in nature makes you feel better. It can also be refreshing and be uplifting. Quieting our minds has a healing effect on us. Find the time each day to be in silence. Getting away from the outer noises is getting away from the stress of daily life. Just by being quiet, sitting still for a few minutes each day, will refresh us and calm our minds. Being still will bring us closer to our spirituality. Spiritualism calls the silence our sanctuary, where we commune with our eternal self. Silence allows us to receive peace and quiet, to reset ourselves. It is the gateway to our own truth and wisdom. Silence gives us more space to create, to think, enjoy, and connect. If we feel uncertain about life today, we need to reset mentally. We are closest to our God source when we are silent and still. COVID-19 can lead us to find healing. Some of us love, but also fear. We feel self-worth, but yet self-doubt. We find healing in silence. It lets us align ourselves with the infinite power of consciousness. It puts us in the direction of love, creativity, and renewal.
Thank you. And now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Ashley Ash, where she will do the homily.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. Good morning, world. I hope every one of you had a wonderful week. Are you still working on all those uncompleted projects during this COVID isolation time? I know I am. Well, the other day, I had a thought about time. When we are young, time seems to drag on and on and on. Can you ever remember hearing or saying, "Are we there yet?" Of course, as we age, time seems to rush by us, and we say, "Whoa, there isn't enough time in the day to get everything done." Is that because our brains mature and hold more knowledge, or because we have so much more responsibilities due to careers, chores, and outside obligations, including our increasingly personal responsibilities? Why does our honey-do list or the my list never get smaller? So I want to ask a question. Off the top of your head, do you know how many seconds there are in a day? Let me tell you, before you reach for that cell phone to use your calculator, the answer to the question is 86,400 seconds in a day. If you did that in your head, yippee. But I'm going to expand a little further. There are 604,800 seconds in a week. Now, do you know how many minutes are in a day? I've also figured that out. There are 1,440 minutes in a day, and there are 10,080 minutes in a week. And we all know there's 24 hours in a day and 160 hours in a week. What I'm asking is, where do you spend your time? And what do you spend your time doing? 1,400 seconds of the day. How much time do we set aside for God? Out of those 1,440 minutes a day, how many times do we say we are grateful to God? How long does it really say and take to say, thanks, God? What about using our vocal cords and singing a song of gratitude to Infinite Spirit? An average song is 180 seconds or 3 minutes. Do you hum or sing to our divine God of light and love? I feel that we all need to work on our spiritual advancement through prayer and meditation. According to the ourworlddata.org, statistically, the average period life expectancy is around 72.6 years of age to 83, depending on global location, sex, health, income, sanitation, medical innovations in healthcare, pharmaceutical science, and life tables. That is the article correctly. During our lifetime, here on this physical plane or earth, we as individuals are to be advancing ourselves in preparation for the next realm, the Summerland. How much time do we give God during those years? We all should be putting our faith into action here in the presence, allowing our souls to grow and bloom, living with compassion and love in our hearts, and spending more time with Spirit each day. We all must decide how much of those seconds, minutes, hours, days, and years we are willing to set aside for advancement with Spirit. By looking within ourselves, we are building our character for the greater good. By keeping an open mind and only thinking of the higher good, we are allowing Spirit to work in us, especially during these new norms. We all must find time in our lives to be positive and to come closer to God, our Father, Infinite Spirit. We must remember that what we think continues on with us into the next realm through eternity. So keep all those good thoughts going, because to my understanding, eternity is a long time. I'm going to read a prayer from the book, Becoming a Spiritualist. Draw me closer, Lord, to thy dear side, and show me abundant mercy at thy hands. Protect me from the worst within myself, O Lord, and may I know all the love my soul can grasp. From thy sacred face, may I never turn to look around or back, but straight ahead where light and wisdom are. I feel this is a beautiful outreach to Spirit, and it only takes around 34 seconds to say. Let me repeat the line. May I know all the love my soul can grasp. I feel that these are beautiful words for my own heart. I understand everyone has a busy life, but if we all prioritize and make time for God, I know all our lives will be better. Through faith, prayer, natural law, and God's law, for we all are one. In growing with Spirit, we all might want to break our time up for the God force, set aside some of those 10,080 minutes in a week for God. Try 5 minutes here and 10 minutes there. This growth will be accomplished when we first arise, when our heads hit the pillow. We can say a prayer of gratitude with a grateful heart and thanksgiving for our many blessings. We can pray before we eat a meal for gratefulness. We can give a quick shout out when sitting at a red light or standing in line. It's all about incorporating God into our daily life with love, harmony, and thanksgiving. A quick thank you, Spirit, only takes 2 to 3 seconds. Our loving spirit of light and love is always there, not just on Sundays or when we are in need during a crisis. The Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of love, peace, and joy is within each of us. If we are to advance spiritually, we must grow in spirit. And meditation offers a great opportunity for our growth. We may learn to do this in silence or with music. Individuals may initially learn to meditate for 5 minutes or 300 seconds, working up to 15 minutes or 900 seconds. Once an individual can accomplish 15 minutes, more seconds or minutes may be added. The enlightenment process is amazing. And soon you will look forward to this time you spend with Spirit. Think about it. Our advancement relies on our hearts, minds, spirits, souls, and our intentions we put forward. And this includes our time. We are to be love. We all receive gifts from God. And it is our personal responsibility to expand on those gifts. It may be through serving, giving, music, or creativity with woodworking. We all have gifts to offer in one way or another. Use those gifts and time for infinite spirit. It may be through prayer, guidance, healing, ministerial, or just listening. You may have the gift of playing in the dirt or horticulture. How about art, sewing, creativity with craft, or cooking? We all have contributions we can offer with love. We all need to channel God's love and our faith for the whole of mankind, to strive for oneness and harmony. We are all part of God's plan. So let us strive to manifest positive energy with higher vibrations. I ask that we all learn to give more of our daily time. That's an important word, daily. Whether you break it down in seconds or hours, I feel infinite intelligence wants to hear from our hearts. I say this in love and gratitude. May we all grow closer to God and advance in spirit. May God bless each of us in all our aspirations for the higher good. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we're going to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Leavenworth. She will do the closing prayer.
Thank you. This closing prayer is from the Book of Spiritualist Prayers, and it's called Creating Change, the Seventh Principle. infinite intelligence, we feel a warm and loving embrace today, and we are grateful for the unconditional love we know is always available to us. Help us to learn forgiveness, understanding, tolerance, and open-mindedness in all our relationships with people. Let us know the beauty and true peace that comes from lending a helping hand, a sympathetic ear, or a kind word. For we know from understanding of natural law that every time we speak or act, all of the universe is affected. What we do for others in the spirit of love is echoed throughout the ether, and we here on earth can affect positive change. Sometimes we fail, O Great Spirit, but we are grateful for the knowledge that our guides and loved ones in spirit are ever near us, gently prodding us in positive directions. We rest in love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, you know, every morning I think about things I want to say in the service. And what came to mind was all the great spiritualists who put their own lives on hold and personal endeavors to promote spiritualism. And one of those spiritualists was Theodad Pope. She was born in Salem, Ohio, and she was one of the first women, well, she was one of the first American women architects. But what one of her loves was being a spiritualist. Now, she wasn't getting a lot of answers here in the United States, in America. So she thought, well, I'm going to go over to England and see what they can tell me about spiritualism. So she boarded the Lusitania. And on her way over there, it was bombed, as we all know. But she survived. And then she came back over and did what she needed to do here to promote spiritualism. But to me, she put a lot of her own desires on hold to promote this great movement of spiritualism. So I would like to dedicate this service today to Theodad Pope. And if you want to read more about Theodad, we do have a blog on our website, the church website, which is spiritualpathspiritualistchurch.org. And go in there to Karen's Corner, and you'll see all the blogs. But we actually did a blog about her, and she was very, very interesting. And she really cared about spiritualism. So try it out. And if you do read it, send me an email at spiritualpath1@yahoo.com and let me know what you think about it. And also, I'd like to hear from everybody out there. How has spiritualism changed your life in some way? Send me an email, spiritualpath1@yahoo.com. And as I said, I'd like to shout out to the congregation of this church and tell them if they ever need anything, that they can always, always call the church. And we are always here to help you with whatever you may need. Remember that. We're still doing the Gutsy Drive, and so if you have anything to donate, bring it up to the church. This is the last week, and we're looking for underwear, socks, hats, gloves, and the sizes are 4 to 2X. So if you have anything that you want to give to us, this is the last week. Also, I am very pleased that we have our Wednesday night circle going, and it's at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to join, then, as I said, send me another email to spiritualpath1@yahoo.com, and I'll get you the directions on how to join us in this circle. I think you will find it enlightening, and there's a lot of things we talk about, and we are growing as a group, and we're bonding, and it makes me very, very happy that this is going on. And remember, you out there are never alone. You are never alone. It might seem that way because of this pandemic, but you're not. You're not alone. Here at the church, we're only a phone call away. We're only an email away. And we're always here to help you with whatever you may need. So God bless you all. Take care. Have a lovely week. And thank you for taking the time to come and listen to this divine service.